Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. She's going to be taking care of business tonight against the South Carolina Gamecocks. But first, chat with us for a few minutes, courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Maryland head basketball coach, Brendan Freeze. What's going on, coach?
Oh, great day to be a Terp.
Great day to be a Terp. Real quick before we move on, just to let you know, John Rollo, who we just had on, he's the promoter of the Shogun Fights. He was scheduled to be on at 9, and I asked, could I bump him up to 8:45 for you? He said, oh, yeah, I'll bump up for a coach that's about to win a national championship, yeah.
Well, you tell him thank you. I love it.
He's listening. I guarantee
you.
Brendan,
did you see how he asked our other guests and he just called you and said, hey, we got to move you. We can't have this today. See how he does that?
Well, why you got to go there?
Well, you see how you win and then you get kind of your placement then that you need.
Coach, you got the Gamecocks tonight and nobody wants the Gamecocks, but you got them. You're in the region with them. Tell us how you believe you stack up well against them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to, play the best to beat the best. And what a great story for us to be able to play the defending national champions. And obviously, they're loaded. They're five that they start, and then the five that come off the bench could be starting for anyone in the country. They've got great size up front. They can play three post players at the same time. But we've played against that all season long. Fortunately for us, we played them the second game of the season without Diamond Miller, but our players were able to get a feel, so they'll be a lot more comfortable going into this game knowing that they've already played them once. And we've used this non-conference and conference schedule, and hey, it's March Madness. We've seen a lot of number one seeds go down, and it can be anyone's night on any given moment.
Arizona and Notre Dame were big. South Carolina is the tallest team in the country. They lead in blocks and rebounding margin, number one in the country. How do you coach for that when they're such a long team?
They are, and you got to make shots. For us, we're a five out, and we have to be able to be hitting our threes, hitting our pull up, and mid range games, and making easy plays for one another. With that size, we've got to be able to negate that in different ways by getting up and down the floor and just using our speed.
Hey, Brenda, as you look at South Carolina, is it their length that makes them so tough, or is it just the talent across the board? What is it about this team that's made them so strong all year long?
Well, everything you just alluded to, and the fact that they have All-Americans after All-Americans after All-Americans.
That helps, right?
Their starting lineup and your bench, and those All-Americans are going to go on into the league. So, they've been able to kind of really stockpile so much of the talent there.
Hey, with Brendan Freeze joining us right now, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Okay, last year I read, I believe it was last May, in a Washington Post article, they talked about you losing Angel Reese to LSU, Ashley Owosu to Virginia Tech, and Mimi Collins to North Carolina State. And you really downplayed that, and you really big up the girls that you were having come back, as well as the going out to recruit. Now, folks, when they listened to that, probably thought that's coach's speech. But here you are, knocking on the door of a Final Four. I don't think enough people around the country talk about it. I think I read somewhere you lost almost, 80% of your offense from last year?
Yeah, 85% of our offense. And like you alluded to, Rob, that's a lot of noise. And I think as a coach, if you read all that and got caught up on all of that, you're not going to go very far. And, we as a coaching staff, trusted what we were doing. We put our head down. The transfer portal, isn't going away. We've also received a lot of great players ourselves out of the portal. So we're just going to continue. You know, we have a standard here. We know what it looks like 21 years here at Maryland, and we're always going to continue to coach and teach and recruit to that standard and that level of excellence.
Coach, I understand what you're saying and I respect it, but I think I speak for the other two in the room right now to say when you lose 85% of your offense, you hope to survive. You don't expect to be one game from the Final Four.
Brandon, this is the only time I'm going to let him speak for me. The only time.
You hope to survive. You don't say, hey, you know what? We'll have a chance to play in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, if you would have asked me in the preseason, the non-conference, it looked a little daunting. And I'm not going to lie, our chemistry piece and trust process wasn't there quite yet and shouldn't have been. But credit these girls and the team and the staff. I mean, they trusted the process and they started playing for one another. And I think you can see some pretty special things can happen when you just, are unselfish and play for one another.
Coach,
go ahead.
South Carolina hasn't lost a game in 385 days. How does the Maryland team feel going into this game now? They lose? They confident?
Very confident. If you would have seen our practice yesterday, completely locked in. There is a really strong belief in our locker room. And, hey, that's half the battle. Like you said, you start spewing out numbers like that. But our players are loose. They're confident. And, we're playing with house money. You've seen all the predictions out there. Nobody expects us to win, which makes it even a better story if you're able to go out and complete it.
I know this is a silly question, but, we just went over those numbers. How proud of this group are you? I mean, you look at where you're at right now and the opportunity you have ahead of you, so we don't know where it ends. But I got to say, this has just been such an impressive season.
It's been really satisfying, and definitely. No lie, when you talk about that offseason and all the changes and just to be able to build this differently. I mean, you also – we had two post players that went out with ACL injuries early that were going to be a part of this process. So just really proud of the fact that these girls just continued to work and trust and play for one another.
I'm just going to ask for some more brownie points here. I'm the only person wearing Maryland gear in this show, just for the record.
Well, she can't. I love it.
She can't see us. He's lying.
I have on a futuristic Howard Dubawa jersey. I don't know what he's talking about.
You probably got some red or black on. Black socks. You got the colors.
There you go. Hey, Coach, good luck to you tonight. And we hope to be talking to you next week, previewing the Final Four.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Go Terps.
We're waiting for that. Go Terps. Thanks a lot, Coach. That's awesome. You get her the day of the game.
I mean, if you remember, like preseason, there wasn't much expected.
Man. I think this was the lowest preseason ranked in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in top 20, but they were top 20. I mean, top 25, but it was top 25. It wasn't top 10, top, mm-hmm. top 8.
They were 17th in the country when they played South Carolina the last time.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, that's... Again, you lose 85% of your offense on that level,
mm-hmm.
you hope to survive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hope to get into the tournament, maybe win a game. Yeah. Sweet 16 would be an accomplishment. You don't expect to be one step away from the Final Four.
Pretty impressive.
She lost some ballers, man. She lost a kid that could have been National Player of the Year candidate in Angel Reese.
She's a good coach. She
lost some ballers, man. I mean,
lost some really good players. And look at the way Angel Reese is playing right now.
Yes, yes. Normally, when you lose a player that's producing like that elsewhere, you feel it. And I'm not saying she doesn't feel it at all, but she's one step. Angel Reese just qualified for Final Four last night. Brenda lost her and is one game away from it.
I was saying, when they lost to South Carolina, they didn't have Diamond Miller.
No.
So that's a big difference.
Jeremy, it's been Googling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been prepping.
He Googled.
You should be proud of me.
He Googled. You know why I'm proud of you? Because if we get something, I know you. We get something on the show that you're not interested in, you'll prep enough to ask a question. But the fact that you went that deep into
he
it.
He asked me if I was taking the next question. I went to jump in. Excuse me, man. I have a follow-up.
And on top of that, he's wearing his Maryland gear. That's not just prepping for the show. That's engaging into what we're doing. You weren't a big fan of women's basketball before.
No.
You're a bigger fan. I'm not saying you're going to buy season tickets, but you're a bigger fan now than you were before.
I put the sweatshirt on purpose today. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. That's you never got excited about their games.
No.
So,
I am now.
I feel like a proud papa over here. 410-583-1057. That's
South
the number.
South Carolina's the tallest team in the nation.
Yeah. Like, woo. Hey, look, Jeremy, he asked and he back was flexed on it. Yeah.
Do they call them the lady? Sorry, never mind. I was just. Because they call the lady Terps.
No, they don't.
Them,
Don't you call her Lady Terps.
Somebody said that this weekend, and I said they don't like that.
Yeah. But, if you notice, I never refer to her as the head coach of the Lady Terps. Yeah. Don't you do that. Mm-hmm.
But do they call them the lady? Ed? Do you know? You've been doing all the research. They're very long.
They call the lady what?
What are you saying?
What?
What's up next? That's what I'm about to say. You guys aren't getting me.
Dan Conley at 9:30, but on the other side, go ahead, Jeremy. It's your turn to talk anyway. So they call him the lady what?
We'll talk about the Daily Line. I've got some games for you tonight in the NBA, a couple in the NHL.
The lady what?
No college basketball this evening. Tell you how this weekend went. Texas blowing a big one yesterday.
Against the lady what?
No, they were playing Miami.
Oh, Buffalo.
We'll get into that. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the celebration for San Diego State on the right side lets everybody know that they are not even going to continue this ball game. It is over. The San Diego State Aztecs, for the first time in program history, will head to the Final Four. They will take on FAU in Houston. And they let everybody know that defense does travel. A huge free throw from Darion Trammell in the waning seconds of this game has given San Diego State a one-point win, 57-56. And they will go on to the Final Four, and their fans are celebrating.
Where everybody knows your name.
That's what Ed was.
It was like Wes. Let me just say, that was Westwood 1, and then we'll get to Cliff Clavin
Cliff
over here.
Cliff Clavin over there. Hey, Brenda, did you know South Carolina had the tallest team in women's college basketball?
Hey, Brenda.
Lead the nation in rebounding and
what do you think about that length over there on the South Carolina team, huh? That's pretty good. You think you guys can beat them?
You beat those lady...
The lady... Oh, anyway.
Yeah,
that's a ticket.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a ticket. Ed. Oh, man. What a day, what a day. So yesterday, that was one of the only games I got right. Ironically, as I was looking at things early, I liked the Mavericks. I thought they would get right against the Hornets, especially after just losing to them. And they decided to lose outright again. And now the Mavericks are actually favored to miss the playoffs. There's 10 teams that make the playoffs, and you guys traded for Kyrie Irving, and you're favored to miss the playoffs.
I love it.
I hate it.
You know why?
Shut up.
Is Kyrie being Kyrie?
Well, I don't think
they're Kyrie-ing.
I don't think he's done anything to...
He showed up. Maybe. He showed up.
Maybe you.
He's cursed.
So this weekend, Saturday, I hit my top play. I had FAU. Sunday, I had Texas. And boy, oh boy, did they let me down. I gave it out in the morning. It was -4.5. It went off at 3.5 in a lot of places. And I looked at the end of the game, and I was driving home from my fantasy baseball draft. And I'm like, oh, they're up 12 at that point, I think. And I'm going, all right, well, at least they're going to win and cover this and move on. Because Texas is a fun team to watch, so I would have rather seen Texas play UConn than Miami. But that being said, what? No, you wouldn't?
Well, does it matter at this point? You're hot, you're hot.
What? I'm talking about the
Jerry
game.
Reed.
What? I'd like to see.
You're hot.
That's the game I'd like to see.
You're hot.
Whatever. So, yeah, we ended up losing that one. Wasn't a fun day, to say the least. In the NBA, had a couple other games that necessarily didn't go my way. I had Lakers and Bulls under. That hit. Talking about these two teams. Or I'm sorry, that one actually just went, it went just over. The Bulls knocked them off. It went over by a point. That's how bad my eyes are. I thought it was a 3 instead of an 8. And then I had OKC and Portland under. That one did go under by 1.5. And the weird thing was Colorado, Arizona. I had the over in it in the NHL, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, it was like 1-0 getting ready to go into the, what was it? Late in the second, I think it was 1-0. And I don't know if you saw what happened. If you have 6.5, you love to see that old 3-3, right? Because that's really going to help you get set up. They scored another goal at the end of the second period. So it was 0-0 for a good point in time. Then it was 2-0 Colorado headed into the third, and they scored 4 goals combined in the third and then won in overtime in a shootout. So it goes over the total, so that ends up being a victory. But an ugly day for me yesterday, just frustrating. San Diego State was one of the only games I hit in that OKC-Portland under. Things just did not go my way. But on to today's slate, where there's not a ton here, and I keep telling people this. It gets harder and harder to bet the NBA, and I'll give you the reasons why in a second. Because I want to start off with the NHL. There's a lot less that I love in the NHL, Ed. So right now I'm going to tell you to take Colorado and Anaheim under 6.5. And I like Seattle plus 110 against Minnesota. I don't love either one of these games, by the way, but they are going to be plays for me today. They're not going to be top plays.
Yeah, I don't like much on this schedule today at all.
So
I did like, I do like Buffalo. Favorites. Yeah, there's a lot of favorites. And, you know, it's some matchups. Like, you know, Arizona's terrible. Anaheim's terrible.
So it's like, who wants to win?
Yeah.
So you have Edmonton -333 at Arizona.
Yeah.
Colorado's -270 on the road at Anaheim. Buffalo's at home. They're -210. I don't mess with those games. I don't usually play the puck line. I'm looking for small underdogs, small favorites, going that route. And I'm looking to fade and at some of the totals here as well. But that's why I leaned Seattle. And that Colorado Anaheim under. I looked at the. What do you think about the Islanders in New Jersey? Because that's one of the closest contests tonight. Well, I thought about the Islanders at home plus 105, but it ultimately stayed away.
You stayed away?
Yeah, I didn't make a pick on that one.
Yeah, I mean, the Islanders fight, you know, they're looking for like a playoff spot. You know, they're right there. The Penguins are right behind them. So I think, you know, they got the Devils already locked up a playoff spot. So I would lean toward the Islanders, and not just because they have more to play for right now.
All right, on to the NBA and where I stand here. So a couple of things to point out. Let me just show you what we're looking at. New Orleans is at Portland. Portland's already hung them up. They benched their starting five. They're playing all backups right now. The Pelicans are favored by 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a good matchup between Indy and Dallas. That's a one-point game. Milwaukee's at Detroit. Milwaukee's favored by 16.5. Detroit's not playing. If you are going to bet this game, you need to wait to make sure that Milwaukee doesn't bench any of their starters because they can beat Detroit by double digits. If two of their stars sit, it doesn't matter. The Knicks are -12.5 at the Rockets. Clippers -4 as the Bulls continue their West Coast trip that they've actually played well on. Phoenix is favored by 6.5 at Utah. Sacramento 4.5 over Minnesota. And then the marquee matchup of the night, what everybody should be watching this evening if you're up at 9:30. The 76ers are at the Nuggets. This is Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic.
This is a good one.
It's one that we... I'm going to try to
start
9:30. So at least
right after Maryland knocks off South Carolina.
Yeah. So stay up, watch that, and then of course flip on over if you have. I guess this should be What is Monday? Monday's ESPN, I believe. I'd have to check because I have the package. So I don't know every night which channel they're coming on, but this should be a nationally televised game. If it's not, shame on the league for not putting it on there, because Joel Embiid has been playing out of his mind.
NBA TV.
So most people should have that. It will be a great game. My plays for tonight, I do like the Timberwolves +4.5 over the Kings. I like the Knicks and Rockets to go over 230. I think we see a higher score here. Mavs and Pacers under 234. Mavericks have been just dreadful. I can't bet on them right now. And they're playing the Pacers, who stink. And I told you, I like the way that the Pacers play, but the Mavs are going to have to slow this game down. I like it to go under the 234. I think the total's just a little high. Suns -6.5 against the Jazz. Yes, please. I think the Suns beat them by at least 7 on the road. My top play today, I like the 76ers. I bet against them in Golden State. I bet against them when they played Phoenix. Won both of those. I'm going to take them here in Denver. Usually I don't like taking teams that are finishing up a road trip in Denver. It's such a terrible place to play, or tough place to play. But I think this is the perfect spot to watch Joel Embiid just go bonkers. And he absolutely will go bonkers tonight. And Jokic is going to do what Jokic does. He doesn't care about these matchups. He's just going to go out and perform. So he'll probably have a triple-double. They'll probably win the game. But everybody will be talking about what Embiid did, because he's going to put on a show. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's my top play tonight, 76ers +5.5.
That's it?
Yep.
There you go. Thank you very much. If you notice, is it me, or has the NCAA tournament taken such the spotlight, there's no mention at all about the NIT? The NIT is always kind of on the back burner. But I think because of what's happened in the tournament this year, it's been so crazy, it's completely washed it out.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I've never paid attention to the NIT.
I always have like one eye on it. You know what I mean? Just kind of glance over at it. I didn't even realize they were still playing until I had to look it up.
Yeah.
I think the tournament has been so powerful this year, so strong. I tend to think this is what America really wants. I think America wants this for a couple of years, and then they'll start begging for the Blue Bloods. But I don't think the Blue Bloods have a lock on the college basketball world like they used to.
Apparently not.
I don't think this is temporary. Yeah. I think this is the new norm of college basketball. The only way you'll stop it is if the powers that be say they're losing money and they start legislaturing some of this NIL thing, which I think they will soon. Because the rich have to get richer. It is America. You know? You can't have everything equal like this.
Well, this too is... I mean, I think for a lot of fans, if you're watching this and enjoying it, I agree with Rob. I think I said it at the beginning of the tournament. I thought it was the most open it's been. And even then, I didn't think it was this wide open.
No. Encore 945, Dan Connolly joins us on the other side right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's obvious we're close to opening day, 3 days away. Today's spring training lineup, leading off the center fielder, Mullins, batting second to catcher, Rutschman, batting third to first baseman, Mountcastle, batting fourth in left field, Santander, batting fifth to DH, Henderson, batting sixth to third baseman, Urias, batting seventh in right field, Vavra, batting eighth to second baseman, Frazier, and batting ninth at shortstop, Mateo.
I'm a little upset. You should have set me up. You got the lineup? I could have given you the Bubba. You got the lineup.
Who's the click to pick? Pick the click.
I think he would have went with Santander today.
Santander, batting fourth, playing left field?
Yep.
There you go. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Ask the Furniture Guest Hotline, he is our guy, of course, Dan Connolly. What's up, Dan?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
From The Athletic. Doing well, man. Doing well. We're getting close to spring training. You were down there. What's the biggest standout to you? Not a surprise, anything. What you left, what impression did you leave with?
Well, I mean, up until yesterday or the day before, I would say just how deep this organization is right now, how many guys that could have made the 26-man roster. I've covered this team, I guess it's the 23rd season, and I can never remember where there was 20 guys or 15 guys left in camp this late. It's been ridiculous. But I think the thing that we're all thinking about right now is what happens in the back end of the rotation. That's what I took away with me. That's what my column was yesterday right before I left Sarasota. I mean, you know, the big question is what happens with Grayson Rodriguez? You know, he did not have a great spring. He got through four innings once. Is he a guy you put in AAA again and let him figure this out? He has a low innings count this year. And certainly Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells pitched well for the most part. And earn those spots. So what do you do? And I think that's really the biggest takeaway for me.
And what are you going to do with Heston Kerstad? I mean, after the way he was hitting the ball, what do you do with him?
Oh, you know, he's probably ticketed for Double-A Bowie. I mean, he obviously was sent down. And he's a guy, I mean, you can't rush him given what has happened to him, you know, dealing with the myocarditis.
Yeah.
But this is his first spring that he's been able to stay healthy and be in big league camp. And so, I mean, he's one of those guys that you just kind of, you know, you put a circle around and you hope that you maybe see him this year. But, you know, again, one of the things that we have to always be careful with is how great a young player looks in spring training. Because a lot of times you're getting, you know, at-bats against pitchers who wouldn't be in the major leagues, in April or in May. So you got to be a little bit careful, but boy, he really opened eyes. You know, as did Jordan Westberg, who is still in camp.
Hey, Dan, when you start looking, at this outfield and the potential it has, we've talked about Santander playing some at first. It seems like they have a lot of flexibility out there.
They do. And one of the things that also raised eyebrows a couple days ago is Jorge Mateo in center field. And I think that's more of an emergency kind of situation. No one really wants to take him off of shortstop. But I think they are looking at that. You know, one of the questions is, do they keep Ryan McKenna as a fourth outfielder, or do they feel confident enough that guys like Adam Frazier and Taron Vavra and stuff can play the corners, if Santander's playing first or whatever. So, again, it's crazy that we are – I mean, I arrived home around 1 a.m., you know, right before the last game of the spring, and there are still questions that we had in February, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is absolutely crazy. We're here with Dan Connolly from The Athletic. Dan, I'm all about that rotation, though. You kind of mentioned a little bit with Grayson Rodriguez. But as a whole, from top to bottom, is that rotation good enough to compete in the AL East?
I mean, my gut says no. But, you know, who knows what step these guys take. I mean, Kyle Gibson has looked good. And he is hopefully going to be what Jordan Lyles was. And, you know, Irvin, left-hander, pitching in Camden Yards. We haven't really seen that consistently for the year, you know, since the wall was moved back. So we'll see what that looks like. And obviously, Kramer, Bradish, and Wells all have a lot of talent. I'm a big Wells guy, and we'll see if that happens. I was real impressed with him last year. So if he turns the corner and you know, you get Rodriguez coming and maybe Hall coming, yeah, they it could be. It's just that when it looks right now, when I look at it on paper, it does concern me, and I think that is still remains to be the biggest concern and really the biggest question of the Orioles, no matter who those five end up being.
What about the new scheduling system? Where you're not playing the AL East 19 times each. Is this an improvement or an advantage for the Orioles?
Theoretically, it should be. I mean, you know, I was kind of looking at the overall American League, and those five teams in the American League are probably top 9-10 teams in the American League, and probably top 15 or 17 in the majors. So not having to face all those teams, I guess it's like 24 extra times this year, that should be an advantage, because you're replacing those 24 games against AL East opponents with, you know, 24 games against the rest of the majors, and that includes some teams that aren't very good. So you would like to think that it should be a big advantage for the Orioles, at least compared to last year. Obviously, all the teams in American League East will have that advantage as well.
Hey, Dan, what do you think of the bullpen? How everything stacks up out there? Are we going to see, you know, as far as – I know in the first month you might throw an extra arm out there, but what are your thoughts on how it just stacks up?
Well, the weird thing is you really can't anymore because you're limited to 13 pitchers.
Okay.
So you're looking at you know, it's 13 pitchers, 13 hitters. So you're looking at a 8-person relief corps. And so you might have to bring guys up and down. But, I mean, that's, you know, you can't go to 9 and kind of have a 3-man bench the way the Orioles used to or some other teams used to. It is, to me, you know, one of the more interesting things simply because it's fairly established who these guys, you know, who was going to make the bullpen for the most part, except for a couple spots. But what will they be this year? I mean, will Bautista be what he was last year? Will Perez, will Baker, all of those guys? And, you know, they obviously lost Dylan Tate for what looks to be at least a month and a half, if not 2 months, for the season. You know, I mean, he's hoped to be back sometime in mid to late May. And then Michael Givens, they haven't announced it yet. And I think Brandon Hyde's talking to the media right now or soon. But I would imagine that Michael Givens does not start with the Orioles on opening day. I imagine he goes on the IL as well, based on what we saw yesterday. You know, he only threw 10 pitches in a sim game and angrily walked off and limped off. So the question is what the composition is going to be. But I think if the guys do what they did last year, it's going to be solid. It's just a question of will, you know, it's such a difficult thing to predict relief pitching. So we'll see what happens there.
Hey, your thoughts real quick. Have you seen the Orioles City Connect jerseys?
I have not. I mean, I knew it was happening, but I have not seen them yet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Are you designing them? Because I'm telling you something right now. If Rob Long designs those things would be amazing.
They'd have lapels.
Well, I saw.
It would just be unbelievable. It'd be like yellow, and then it would have like I can't even imagine. It would just be so cool.
I wonder how different they're going to do it because I saw the Braves, which was more of like a throwback.
Right. Yeah,
you know. But
what I'm looking at, if this is true. It's it has Charm City in front of it. It's the Orioles' regular color.
But it says Juicy across the butt, right, of the Juicy pants? Yeah. He has them in couture pants, which I think is going to be interesting.
So if I'm looking at these right, then yeah, not a lot of difference between the regular uniforms.
Well, they're doing the official. I haven't seen anything besides, like, I know they announced today which ones are going to be doing it. I usually they have a big reveal, and I was told the Orioles reveal is going to be in May, so I don't know if anyone really has an idea exactly what it's going to look like yet.
All right.
Hey. We got, like, teams like Boston. They use
Thanks
colors
a lot,
that
Dan.
Are not theirs at all.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, theirs was to honor the Boston Marathon.
So they were blue and yellow?
Yeah. That was it's to honor something. This right here, I thought the Orioles wear theirs in May.
Maybe it's Ukraine. That's the color of the flag.
Yeah.
The same color of those jerseys.
You know, like you look at some, and I know sometimes it's about like selling a different jersey. I like the Braves idea of the throwback, but if you tie it into something, I think it's pretty cool. So the Charm City stuff, I'd like to see it.
Yeah. We'll see. Joe says it debuts when?
May 22nd is when they launch. They wear
22nd?
Them the first time, the 26th.
Rangers, is that who they're playing? Is that what I read or no? Do you have it? Oh, I put you on the spot. Sorry, Joe.
He had to get up, walk over, and come back to answer.
Hey, Joe, never mind. I don't care.
Texas.
Yeah.
I hate you so much.
I don't care anymore.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's a game that we like to play.
No, we don't like to play.
Joe,
you don't like to play.
It's your favorite game.
My favorite. What's in his butt?
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. You don't get to walk it back when you've clearly said it. We have a sound clip of you saying it. Joe, could you play that sound clip one more time with Rob?
Those are Joe's editing skills.
My favorite. What's in his butt?
Does that sound like Rob both times?
That's Joe's editing skills.
Old doo-doo butt.
Yes. A 47-year-old man was left in extreme pain and needed surgery. After he inserted this, it's a household item. You probably use one every single day. Mm-hmm. Do you have any guesses to what might be in this man's rectum?
Scrub brush.
A scrub brush. I like that guess. Rob? It's a house. Go ahead.
A cup.
Joe, do you have a guess?
I already saw it on here.
Well, I think Rob may have seen this too, but.
It's a cup.
It is a glass. Yes, it's a drinking glass shoved in his rectum.
He has a stressed anus.
Thank you, Rob. It's a Nepalese man. He arrived at the emergency department after admitting the object had been inside him for 3 days, Ed.
Wow.
He left it. It's been in there for 3 days? It didn't come out and you just said, let's see what happens. Maybe today will be my lucky day where it wedges its way out. What?
Like, how do you come to these decisions?
He said he didn't. Oh, never mind.
What? You didn't see where he was going.
The man said he had tried to remove the glass himself, but failed. After an x-ray was done, doctors tried to remove it, but couldn't grasp on the glass as it was inverted. They couldn't grasp on the glass out of his ass.
What if the glass breaks? What if you cough? Don't you, when you cough, whatever, I mean, who looks at an object and says, let me place that in my behind?
Yeah.
Who says that? And that's the encore for the day. I've never been that bored. When I'm sitting down, I'm looking at something thinking, I wonder if that'll fit. I've never been that bored.
I have.
Well, we know. Seriously, boredom has not struck me to that. You know, just
like you're not looking at Ed's Voss bottle over here. Going,
no. Hmm. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. I'm just checking.
Mm-mm. That's nasty. Time for you to find out.
Stressed anus.
What we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, I was talking to John Rollins. I was sad to see Tucker Lux lose to Daniel Pineda, but I didn't realize Pineda, one of the best finishers in the UFC, 28 wins, all of them are stoppages.
Wow.
Every one of them. He never won by decision. I find it really unusual.
That's the way to take hold of your career.
Yeah.
never let it get to the judges.
Never let the judges decide. Yeah. So he's really... He's really got some good jiu-jitsu and gets a lot of submissions.
So all 20, how many?
28 wins, all of them by stoppage.
Either submission or knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not bad. Not bad at all. Jeremy Kahn, what did you learn today?
So a couple of things. Obviously, we talked about it earlier. Bubba from Bowie passed away.
Yes.
You got the lineup? One of my favorite callers we ever had. Again, a guy that just always wanted to be included, was fun. piece of work. We'll definitely be telling some stories. And as Rob and I think, I don't know who brought it up, but Rob and I were talking about it, but we definitely should have a caller Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I sent the email, you know, put you that idea, man. Because when I said it out loud, I said he would be definitely in the caller Hall of Fame or listener Hall of Fame. I thought, why don't we have one?
I know. It just doesn't make sense. Did you guys, though, hear about the giant with diarrhea?
No.
It's all over town. No? I did want to tell you that my winter fat is finally gone. All I have now are some spring rolls. And I'm done being a people pleaser, if you guys are okay with that. And lastly, I'll give you this one. I was at a funeral. I approached the widow and asked if I could say a word. And she nodded her head in approval and said, go ahead up to the podium. I went up to the podium and I said, plethora. And as I was leaving, she said, thanks. That means a lot.
Oh.
No? No?
Make it stop. Just make it stop. We were talking earlier today about dynasties. If not dynasties, like excellence. And we can't call UConn a dynasty. We can say excellence. Mm-hmm. For the past quarter century, they have been in now six Final Fours, including this one. In the previous five Final Fours, they won four. And this is since 1999. 23 years. Last half decade, they've been the most, 24 years, the most consistent teams in terms of winning championships. If they win this year, it's five in 24 years, one out of every less than 5 years. You can't. No one else can say that. No one else can claim that. So hats off to UConn for making it to their sixth Final Four since 1999. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.